It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Season one of the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 might be over, but the previews of season two coming in the fall, right before the midterm elections, is looking pretty epic. Members of the committee are talking to an attorney for Ginni Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, about speaking to the panel about her role in the plot to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Liz Cheney appearing on some Sunday shows this weekend.
The committee is engaged with her counsel. We certainly hope that she will agree to come in voluntarily, but the committee is fully prepared to contemplate a subpoena if she does not.
She added, quote, "We anticipate talking to additional members of the president's cabinet. Certainly, we're very focused on the Secret Service. Stay tuned." So Congress is jamming a lot in this week as the House goes on recess for the whole month of August, starting Friday. The Senate stays for one more week, then they too are out for a month. The Senate returns Monday, September 6th. The House, Tuesday, September 7th. So before they leave, the Senate needs to deal with the bill to codify same-sex marriage and interracial marriage that the House passed last week, with only 47 Republicans joining all the Democrats. That means 157 Republican members of Congress voted no. Chuck Schumer is expected to bring the bill to the floor as soon as they get to 60 votes. Schumer said he's working closely with Senators Tammy Baldwin and Kyrsten Sinema. They are the only two out LGBTQ senators. In addition to threatening same-sex marriage rights, Justice Clarence Thomas, in his concurring opinion in the case that overturned Roe, threatened our right to birth control. Seriously. So, Democrats introduced a bill to counter that threat and codify those rights into law. Stunningly, only 8 Republicans in the House voted to affirm our rights to birth control. The Senate will also hold a hearing on August 3rd on Senators Collins and Manchin's bill to update the Electoral Count Act. Sounds good on the surface, but two leading lawyers for the Democratic Party, Mark Elias and Norm Eisen, have raised some concerns about the text. Great. So last week, we saw Steve Bannon convicted on 2 counts of contempt of Congress. We await the sentencing. This week, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones goes before a jury in a defamation trial to determine how much he will have to pay the parents of a child killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting after Jones spent years spreading lies that the massacre never happened. The former guy is threatening to run again. On Saturday, he spoke at a Turning Point USA student action conference in Tampa, Florida, when he told the crowd that he won 2 presidential elections and may just have to do it again. Great. He said, quote, "If I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed home, if I announced I was not going to run for office, the persecution of Donald Trump would immediately stop. But that's what they want me to do, and you know what? There's no chance I'd do that." But, you know, that's his MO. Anyway, organizers of that conference denounced a group of neo-Nazis waving swastikas outside the gathering. But convention speaker, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who also spoke at this conference, hasn't even said a word about it. Some of those neo-Nazis waving the flag of Florida, and another with a sign, DeSantis Country. So Donald Trump thinks he can get elected president again? Well, maybe not without the backing of Rupert Murdoch's properties. Now, Fox Not News seems to have been souring a bit on the former guy. Now, 2 major newspapers, the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, both owned by Murdoch, published editorials this weekend saying he is, quote, unworthy to be chief executive again. The Wall Street Journal calling him, quote, the president who stood still on January 6th. Wow. By the way, the Republicans' big lie includes accusations of voter fraud coming from the left. But actually, all of the instances of people voting illegally that have been uncovered, I believe, have been Republicans. And now a guy named Barry Morphew of Colorado admitted that he cast an illegal mail-in ballot for his wife, Suzanne Morphew, after she mysteriously disappeared. He said, quote, "Because I wanted Trump to win." Prosecutors charged him with first-degree murder last year after her disappearance, but all charges were dropped in April after prosecutors were sanctioned by a judge for violating discovery rules. Just another Republican in today's United States. 67% of respondents in a new AP poll favor term limits for Supreme Court justices. A similar majority backed a mandatory retirement age. 82% of Democrats and 57% of Republicans backed term limits. 43% said they had hardly any confidence in the high court. That's a rise from the 27% who answered yes just 3 months ago. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.